Time now to take five for your community. Brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. It's the first Monday of a brand new month. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Mayor's making the news recently. First off, congratulations, I guess, on your upcoming retirement. You're ready to take some time and do some traveling, maybe get some fishing in and all that good stuff.
Wondering about fishing. I'm not a big fisherman, but I do have a lot of other plans of things to do. So, yeah, it's been a great two terms, and we've gotten a lot accomplished. But it's time to move on to something else and turn the reins over to the next person.
Well, there's still, and we should say again, there's still a lot of time left because the new mayor would not take over until 2020.
Right, January 1st of 2020. So got another 13 months and don't plan to quit working. So I guess that's the pledge to the citizens that I'll not just quit working. So.
Well, it has been a pleasure working with you. I know you do a great job keeping everybody up to date with your monthly visits here at the station. We appreciate that.
Thank you. We got
a busy month coming up.
Yes, we do.
Big news for the Overhead Bridge Project. I told you before we went on the air, you really don't realize how much you use that bridge till it's been closed for a while, right?
That's right. It's like a lot of things. We take for granted things we have. But Thursday at 11 o'clock, we're going to dedicate that bridge. The public's welcome to come out. Have a program scheduled. Hope to even maybe have Lieutenant Governor there. I talked to her last Friday, and maybe we'll have her there. But that's the culmination of a project that started really the first year I was mayor, but it actually goes back to the 1990s when the bridge was damaged by the railroad. So thanks to a cooperative effort of the railroad and the city and Davis County and the Davis County Economic Development Foundation, we're getting that thing rebuilt. And it was unsafe before. It's wider now. There'll be separated sidewalk for people to walk on or bike across it. It's just going to be a lot safer.
That's safety first and foremost. And it does look really nice, too. I mean, just what you can see driving by. It'll be nice to be able to drive back over it again, too.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Hats off.
I do want to say thanks and appreciate the patience of the folks that live in that neighborhood, because it's not been easy for them. And they've been more than patient. And we hope they can get back to normal, too.
Absolutely. Well, on another topic, we have Business 50. I know this has been a lot of talk lately. Business 50 is now going to be under the ownership of the city here very soon.
Well, we don't know. We're still negotiating.
Still in negotiations.
We're still talking. The council has some things they want to hammer out yet with the state, and so we are still negotiating with them. We are proceeding on a couple other fronts related to that, not the least of which is replacing the water and sewer underneath that. Whether we own it or not, it needs to be done, and so we are taking steps to get that ready. So we're still working on that.
And so along those lines, to replace that, you got to have the funds to do it. So, we have some of the lowest rates in the city. I think that's one thing you stressed in the city council meeting. We really do. You may see a little bit of an increase coming.
Yes, there's going to be an increase in utilities, about a 10% overall. But we haven't raised any utility rates for 5 to 9 years, and so. You spread that 10% over that period of time is not a bad increase. Fortunately, it's all hitting all about the same time. But that's also not just for that. It's just we have other projects that need to be done around the city, including stormwater. And so all four utilities really need some work, and we're getting it set up so that we can get some of those projects done. And, of course, the cost of doing business keep going up just like everything else. And so that's one of the big reasons I've been involved in business development, economic development, because any business we can get in here, we can spread that tax base and spread that cost of utilities and taxes over a larger base of customers. So that's what we have to keep doing going forward, and I hope that we continue doing that for a long time.
Well, there is a new sign out there welcoming a new gas station.
Yes,
here very
we've got
soon.
A Huck station. Will be starting. The last time I talked to the owners, it's in February. They hope to get started on that. So that's a good thing.
And we got a new hotel coming.
The Hilton franchise decided they'd rather be south rather than east, and I hope that's a good decision for them. I'd much rather they'd been out by the interstate, but it's their franchise, so I guess they can put it where they want.
As long as they put it here, right?
That's right, as long as they put it here.
So that will be coming. You know when they're breaking ground on that?
I don't know about that. I haven't heard groundbreaking on that.
But it'll be coming. That's
yes.
good news as well. So go ahead.
Well, we have several other things going on this
sure.
month. If we might move on here. I know we got 5 minutes. We got the Christmas parade that we postponed from last Saturday. That will be this coming Sunday at 5 p.m. lineup, 6 o'clock parade. Again, it's a lighted parade, so it'll start later. Toys, trains, and candy canes is the theme. And unfortunately, we had to postpone. I think it was a good decision. It was rainy and very, very windy. It would have played havoc with some of the floats. So hopefully the weather will be better Sunday. Anytime you postpone something, you take that chance that you might have the same problem the next time. But it was a good decision. And I know of at least one other community in the area that did the same thing for their Christmas parade. And then we have Christmas in the Park twice this month. That is always a very popular thing with the kids. At Eastside Park, this coming Thursday at 6, December 6th, and then Tuesday, December 18th, both at 6 o'clock. Carriage rides, kids' activities, visits with Santa, treats. It's always a very popular thing, so bring the kids, grandkids, nieces, and nephews out.
And do some shopping downtown while you're there.
And yes, we have a lot of great merchants downtown. I am so happy that, you know, most of our downtown, most of our main street is filled. We have a few vacant storefronts, but my golly, you start both east and west of Highway 57, and there's several good businesses and up and down the street, and please go visit those. I do want to compliment your boss, Dave Crooks, for his shop local ads that I've been hearing. I think those are great ads, and they're great thoughts for people to think about of the advantage of shopping local rather than online or out of town.
Very important. Absolutely. Mayor Joe Wellman joins us the first Monday of each month for a city update. We had a lot to cover this morning, Mayor.
Yes, we do. Cops and kids, don't forget that. And community concerts getting geared up for next year.
We can't wait. Well, we'll talk to you again next month. In the
yes.
meantime, you and Elaine and all the family, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Dwayne, and to all the citizens of the city.
Take Five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.